Sitting in the heart of downtown St. Genevieve is Sarah's Ice Cream, and when you step inside, it's like a nostalgia trip. From top to bottom, the shop is decked out with vintage Coca-Cola memorabilia, antique malt mixers, and old photographs. But in the center of the shop is the main attraction, a stainless steel Bastion Blessing soda fountain from the 1930s.
Every year we turn it on hoping to get that reassuring grunt when that compressor kicks in, and it does. Boy, knock on stainless steel.
That's Sarah Menard. She's the owner of Sarah's Ice Cream. For the past 35 years, Menard and her soda jerks have been serving up ice cream cones, vanilla phosphates, and her signature chocolate malts that are guaranteed to leave you with a sugar high.
Most of everything, we start with vanilla ice cream, with a vanilla ice cream base.
But ice cream was the last thing on her mind when she decided to buy the then vacant building on a whim.
But one day I just said, I think I'll buy that building, with no thought in mind other than I'm going to buy that building. I mean, talk about no planning.
As luck would have it, a pharmacy posted an ad in the newspaper for someone to buy their old-fashioned soda fountain. With a nudge from her dad, she grabbed her checkbook and bought it. But she had one problem.
I said, I never heard of Old Orchard Pharmacy, and what do we do with a soda fountain? He said, we're going to put it in that building you bought, you smart aleck, and open an ice cream shop. I said, okay, how do we do that? He said, I'll show you.
And Sarah's Ice Cream was born.
My youngest child's very first job was to eat the first scoop of ice cream every year so that he could test it out.
That's Mickey Ketting, one of Menard's longtime friends. Ketting says the ice cream shop has always been a place of community, but through the years, Sarah's Ice Cream has become more than just another ice cream shop. It's a place of mentorship.
You learn more than just how to make ice cream. You learn ways of life.
That's Bryce Palmer, the newest addition to the Soda Jerk crew. Bryce says growing up, Menard was always someone he could go to for advice.
She's full of wisdom beyond her years, so she'll always give you something to think about.
Well, I am full of advice, I'll say
yeah.
And with more than 40 years of teaching under her belt, Menard has a knack for getting through to her soda jerks.
You know, if I'm not in the classroom, there are still lessons to be learned, and so I'm still teaching the soda jerks. As an English teacher, I still correct their grammar every time something ridiculous comes out of their mouths. It's like, no, say that again.
Kids learn a lot here, learn how to become an adult, how to be an adult here, learn life skills. They learn more than you learn at your regular 9-to-5 job.
That's William Palmer. William's relationship with Menard is unique. Not only was she his high school teacher, but he married one of her original soda jerks. Oh, and Bryce is their son. Oftentimes, the teens who work for Menard are newbies to the workforce, and her ice cream parlor is a place where they learn the basic skills to maneuver the real world.
First time they understand anything about taxes or Social Security or how much money do you make and how much money gets withheld from your check and what happens to that at the end of the year.
Something Ketting knows all too well. Back in the day, her sons were soda jerks. Ketting says Menard taught her kids the value of hard work, a lesson they haven't forgotten.
And they've never lost that idea that they work at a job to the utmost, and they do the very best that they can.
And years later, she still managed to have that impact. Menard says one time a former soda jerk came back with his wife just to serve up some ice cream for fun.
He was talking to his wife. Please, let me wait on just one more person. Chris, we have to leave. Please, one more person. And she looked and she said, those customers have no idea that's a pediatrician making their ice cream cones. I said, no, but he wants to do it.
But Menard doesn't mind, because she knows when they get behind that soda fountain, they're home. For KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.